Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Boss, 7:05 in the morning on June the 12th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. And my goodness, John Dixon is on the line already, on the chat room already. Looks like a beautiful day today. Hey, Bad Bob, good morning and welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Would you like the rest of the story weather-wise?
Yeah, I would.
We're looking for sunny today, a high near 92. Well, we are heading towards summer. Mostly clear tonight, low about 62. Wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. That's going to mean big fire problems. So everybody please be careful about that. Continued pretty toasty tomorrow, high near 94, right now 64 degrees, and weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, I'm heading out to Anselmo Vineyards today. I'm going to do some shooting out there. They have places you can go shoot shotguns and things like that. Plus, it's a great place to go out there and have lunch. Gosh, a great way to place to have lunch. Their Old 55 Burger, which is from meat and or beef bred and raised on the ranch. And, of course, Thursdays is pizza night, and then Saturday. This weekend is Father's Day weekend, my friends. Special meals. Their ranch selected filet mignon, the steak Danielle, the ribeye. I tell you what, great food. It's going to be a great memory. So take care. You know, this is a good place to take your dad or your husband out to on Father's Day, so he'll have a great memory. Also going to be doing some fly fishing demonstrations out there. So, you know, I'm kind of interested just to see what that is. All right. Gosh, we've got a big day today. We're going to be talking. We've got our second day with our young entrepreneurs, Kenny Breedlove, who is the owner and operator of Market Street Steakhouse and Capone's and Shameless O'Leary's, and Alex Gariola, who owns Vintage, the Vintage restaurant across the street from Market Street. Two young entrepreneurs who have made it here in town and are going strong. Of course, Dr. Ray John is here today. We're going to be talking Haven Humane, but we've got a lot of other things to talk about. And one of them is, and this one is very, very, very irritating to me, and it has to do with ballots not being sent to our deployed service people. All right, but before we get into all that, let's go to our Wells Fargo Minute and Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. U.S. stocks are modestly higher on speculation policymakers will do more to stimulate the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 12,434. The S&P 500 is positive 1 point at 1309. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 2 points at 2812. Active stocks today, ExxonMobil positive 90 cents at $81.03. Johnson & Johnson down 9 cents at trading at 6203. Verizon off 7 cents at 4249. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's up 8 cents, trading at 67.61. Safeway positive 13 cents at 18.15. Costco up 3 cents at 87.95. For commodities, gold is up $6.40 an ounce at 1603. Silver's up 21 cents at 28. Crude oil up 19 cents, trading at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors in on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh, and talk to them about the what's going on in the market, because as you know, I mean, every time something comes out of the White House, the market goes up or down, most time down, and then back up again. And so to really keep, you know, they follow this and follow it very closely, and they've got great advice. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, I want to talk about a number of things. I want to talk about tanning. I want to talk about mainly, though, that what happened to our overseas ballots here. And I'm going to talk about that as soon as we get back.
The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday Destruction Derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair. Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds. The Shasta District Fair at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of Free Fire. Yeah, Linda is on assignment this morning, and she's running around probably about the next 30 minutes, kind of rolling down the street. So if you see a Jeep and it's moving fast, try to stay out of the way. And perhaps they'll have the red light cameras turned off today, just in case. A couple of things I want to hit before I get to this ballot measure. Ray John is joining me today. Hey, Brian. Dr. Ray John.
Good
from
day.
Haven Humane. But we're not going to talk that yet. We're going to get to that. But there's things here I want to talk about that I know that you probably want to weigh in on. Okay, you know, how they've outlawed, you know, Nanny State, California, has outlawed tanning beds for if you're 18 or under, even with your parents' permission. Now, you can go out and get an abortion without your parents' permission, but you damn well better not get near that tanning bed, right? Well, and so now they go, well, you can just use that spray-on tan. Well, not so fast. They said they found... ABC News, of course, if you want to trust ABC News, not to say something that doesn't just, you know, fall under their line of stuff, has said that spray-on tans may not be as safe because studies have indicated that the main ingredient, DHA, which I cannot pronounce, as may cause damage to cells, you know, on animals they've tested in the labs. So I'm sitting here looking at this, and I'm thinking, I start laughing, because they've already outlawed it to kids 18 and under. So now the next step is, okay, so now you can't use the spray-on tans, and so if you're 18 or under, and because it's going to cause cell damage. So you know what we've got coming for us right now. You're going to see a bunch of pasty children, uncolored, pasty children out there. And then they're all going to run out as soon as it gets warm and then really burn themselves so they can have a tan that lasts, you know, as long as they can, even though it burns down to through 12 layers of skin tissue.
And the new law is we're not going to be allowed outside during the sun.
Or, you know, or at night because there could be a problem. It just, you have to stay inside your house. And, okay. The other thing, too, before I want to get to our main point here, Obama has said he was too busy to help in that Wisconsin recall. I was just too big. There was way too many things going on for the 6 or 7 months or the year and a half that the Wisconsin recall was going on for me to get involved in this. And of course, and you know, Obama's choice for the, you know, for the recall election was just thumped. And a thump. Thump, that's a word we have in the Marine Corps. If you remember that, Dr. John?
I do.
You know, if you thump somebody, it's got, you really, you know, getting their attention, you thump them. So anyway, the guy that was running against the Wisconsin Republican Governor Walker was thumped. But Obama was too busy to help. I also heard is that people were calling Obama, telling him to stay away from the state, is what I heard. All right. You know, the election's not over. We all thought the election, you know what? They try to put a spin on everything. I mean, they really try to put a spin. We've got leaks coming out of the White House like you cannot believe. About, you know, things that are happening about the, you know, the hunt for Bin Laden. By the way, they tried to get him earlier before he wouldn't give, Obama did not give the go ahead to get him, according to this book, is that they had him one time before and could have gotten him and he did not give the go ahead and then the second time did. At least he finally did. I understand with Bill Clinton is that they tried to get him a couple of times on the golf course, and they couldn't could have taken Bin Laden out back when Clinton was president, and he chose not to do it. I don't know if that's a urban myth, but I don't think it is from what I've heard and what I've read. Okay, here's the uncounted ballots will determine races. This is the Record Searchlight, of course. And they said that over 5,000, almost 5,500 absentee votes were turned in on Election Day. And an estimated 13,000 ballots, the vast majority vote by mail, have yet to be counted in the Shasta County, putting the results of some supervisor races in question. This is by Joe Sadowski out of the Record Searchlight. But, you know, and you think about that. That's the District 4, and the difference between Sherry Beck, the top vote getter, and Cheryl Clifford, the fifth place finisher, is only 638 votes. I know in the three with Jones and Giacomini that if she loses 30 votes, it goes into a runoff. And as it is right now, she doesn't. I don't think it'll touch Modi, because he's got a pretty big lead. But the other ones are all up in question on these things. Now, here's the other big thing. I got a phone call this morning, and it appears that the overseas ballots that was being sent to our military from Shasta County, our military that was deployed into combat and deployed into different regions of the world, were sent out late because Kathy Darling's people blew it. She was at a conference, and they did not send them out, so they were not sent out on time. Over 300 ballots were not sent out on time, which means it's the only way our people could vote is via fax. And this is what somebody told me. Somebody called in and said, I would like to find out for sure about this. We'll call Ms. Darling and ask her about that. Supposedly that she was at a conference, and which I have no reason not to believe, and that whoever was supposed to send them didn't send them over that weekend. Well, if that's true, I'd like to find out why that happened. And then the only way our men and women could have voted is to send them in by fax. Which, if you're in a combat zone, Dr. John, you remember being in combat. I know you do.
Well,
we had it forever.
We had a fax machine every 10 yards.
Yeah, I think so. There was one right in the jungle, and I saw two right out in the desert as we went through as we were running down the streets, and I mean running through the streets of Ramadi. There was a fax machine there, except that it was in pieces where it had
right.
been blown up.
Correct.
The fact is that if that's true, then the warriors that are deployed to protect us and to give us the, you know, that are fighting for our right to vote, We're not given that ability to. And I, you know what? Frankly, I expect that back someplace in big cities and the East Coast. And I mean, I really do, because for whatever reason. But here in Shasta County, let's go to the phone. Somebody wants to talk about this. Pat, good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I actually went in a meeting with several people down to the clerk's office to talk about it.
And what did you find out?
Well, we were told that there were a total of 334 ballots that were not mailed, and they included 44 military outside of the United States, 115 military located within the United States, 91 overseas citizens that have shown some intent to return to the U.S., and 84 overseas citizens that have not indicated that they intend to return. They're still considered citizens, of course, and they have to keep mailing out ballots. But the problem is the law was actually broken, because they are required to mail them 60 to 45 days before the election day, and they were not.
When were they mailed?
I don't know.
But they weren't mailed on time.
They were not mailed on time.
So we had approximately close to 200 of our military?
Yeah, 159.
Okay.
Of this group of 344. Now, only 49 of the 334 were sent out apparently on time and were received back by Election Day.
Okay.
So even if they were all military, clearly that's unacceptable.
Well, no,
but
I mean,
I doubt that. And
the thing is that that they're being late. And the fact is that it's just not easy. You know, we make a big point in the military, and we get these ballots to get it to the troops and to get them back. And the troops vote. I tell you, troops vote out there because it means something to them. They understand what they're out there for is to protect the right to vote. And we watch the people out there voting and what it means to them. So I tell you, you know, the return of ballots, at least in the units I've been in, have been, you know, damn near 100%. And so when you get them late and you don't have a capability to fax them back on time, it just, I mean, you know, or do you get them in 2 weeks late? Because as soon as you get them, and, you know, you can't, like, get it to them right then. They may be out someplace for a week or 2 weeks. That by the time we get them back in, then we can get them the ballots. And then they can mail them back. So, you know, it's not like it's you get it at your home here on Cheswick and you send it back.
Well, I'm an absentee voter, and I got mine on time. So I just think it's a travesty. And the law is broken. I mean, this is the reason that it's 60 to 45 days ahead of time requirement by law and in order for them to get them on time and to return them. It's just not for anyone, but especially for the troops. As you said, they're there defending our right to vote. They have the same right. Just because they're out serving doesn't mean that the ultimate effort should not be made to get them a ballot.
The ultimate effort should be made to get them the ballot first.
That's right.
You know,
that's
they right. should be the ones, but it strikes me is that somewhere in Kathy Darling's office is a lack of perception or a lack of a fact to how important that is, that the priority is not there. And if somebody made a mistake, you know, what kind of mistake is that? Oh, I forgot to mail the ballots to the troops.
Well, we asked her why this happened. Did she know why? And she explained that the week before the election, she attended a meeting in Sacramento. And the only other explanation that she had was that there were some personal problems with her staff. Now, the staff is unionized. I don't know what that means in terms of her leadership or supervisory capabilities, but I've never worked in a work environment where there's a union. So I don't know, but it doesn't explain. I even commented to her that, well, wait, a meeting the week before doesn't explain away the whole 60 to 45-day period. And regardless, you know, if in any private workplace, if we have a deadline to meet, you have to meet that. You stay overtime. You do whatever you have to meet the need of the client. I can't tell you how many hours I've worked.
Yeah.
So it's unconscionable
It is. And we need to find out. You know, it sounds like, you know, it was somebody dropped the ball, but you know what? That's not a good enough reason. And you know what? Hey, Pat, we've got to take a break here. We're way over.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Right,
bye. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Our ballots, many of the ballots that were sent out, over 334 were not sent out on time. 159 of them to our troops. So I find that reprehensible, frankly. We'll be right back.
Drive their shiny dogs with the Buicks. Back to the phone company.
Your chances for fun in the sun for everyone are heating up to win in the group therapy swipe to win. Don't miss our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win all month long. It's a pretty big deal. Our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, June 28th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. For details on Wind River's group therapy swipe to win promotion, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better. Better on the river.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York or brochet of beef cooked to perfection, and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're like got behind on our breaks there because I wanted to hear what the lady was saying who had talked to Kathy Garland. Okay, the bottom line is overseas ballots to our deployed warriors, about 154 of them it appears, were sent out late by the city clerk's office, or county clerk's office, Kathy Garland's office. And she had left word for them to do that. She had gone to a conference. They didn't do it. It wasn't a high enough priority on their list. So we had our deployed soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines and Coast Guardies and did not get their ballots on time, which meant then they couldn't get them back in time unless they faxed it. And frankly, I find that this whole, you know, like I said, Dr. John, Ray John is here with me. I can maybe understand this. If you had 18 million that you were sending out, but you're sending out 334 and you can't send them out on time, this to me is it's ludicrous. And the you know, and somebody should be reprimanded for this. Somebody should be reprimanded for this. And you know, oh, it was just an accident. Oh, somebody didn't do their job. Oh, there was personal problems in the office. You want to see personal problems? Get into a combat zone. I'll show you personal problems. Oh, what's, you know, personal problems in the office? You know, was the heat off? Was there, you know, plumbing leaking? You know, baby crying? What? It wasn't anything. It wasn't anything, you know, and if it was one person in the office, I'd say, okay, one person. How many people work down there? I mean, you go in, there's a lot of people standing around. So the bottom line is that there is no reason that the ballots were not sent out. You gotta take a break. Gotta go for the news. We're not gonna let this one go. I wanna find out. I wanna find out what's so much more important than getting the ballots out to our warriors on time. We'll be right back with Dr. Ray John talking Haven Humane. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mm-hmm. from the Fox Business Network. After yesterday's sell-off, the markets are kicking off the trading day on a positive note. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 50 points. Small business owners were a little less confident last month. The National Federation of Independent Business's Optimism Index fell to a reading of 94.4 in May. The survey cited slower hiring and soft sales expectations for the marginal decline. Small business owners are slightly more upbeat about overall economic conditions, but a growing number worry about future demand. And former Goldman Sachs director Rajat Gupta's daughter is taking the stand again today in the insider trading trial against him. Gupta is accused of leaking corporate information to now imprisoned hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam. If convicted, Gupta faces 25 years in prison. He's charged with one count of conspiracy and five counts of securities fraud. Closing arguments are slated to start tomorrow morning. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Remember, this weekend is Father's Day. Don't you want to make this Father's Day a lasting memory?
Why not take Dad out to Anselmo Vineyards for their special Father's Day brunch with menu selections like their Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, and Steak Danielle.
Begin your adventure with fly fishing demonstrations.
Everything that makes this day one Dad will long appreciate.
Make your reservations now by calling the ranch, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Make a memory with Dad.
R&B Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. R&B Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. R&B also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's R&B Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning on June the 12th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we're streaming live and chatting. A lot of people in the chat room today getting upset. It's my deal. Get you upset, let you try and, see what comes out of that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Of course, the greatest coffee and the icy drinks in there, and Espresso Joe's, and people that know what they're doing, buy any type of coffee or frappe or anything like that, and then go into the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they've got a sale going on there, six sticks. The last stick standing, and you can get in there and get some great deals. And they've got to find it. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Meet or beat. And they're local people. They're not people coming in from outside and setting up something and trying to put locals out of business. They've been here for 35 years. Joe and Shelley have, and they have supported our community in 1,000 different ways. I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there and visit them. They have discounts for veterans. And speaking of veterans, we have Dr. Ray John here with us. Dr. Ray John, one of the first people we met here in town, and it's been my honor to know Dr. Ray John for 5 years I've lived here. Former Marine.
Not a former Marine. A Marine.
A Marine. Former Marine, a Marine that's in the civilian clothes.
There you go.
There you go. That's what it is. We're either civilian clothes or uniform. So we're in civilian clothes.
Always at war.
Always at war. And sometimes it's hard to find one every day, but we're married. We can always start one. Just by being dumb. Anyway, Dr. Ray John, who has done so much in our community, is now heads up, of course, the Haven Humane, the CEO of Haven Humane. And you've got I know a lot of things are going on out there, so it's lay it on.
It's been kind of crazy. Last week we broke ground on our new building, 10,300 square foot. It's going to add 65 dog shelters, dog cages, kennels, and then 75 cat cages. So we'll really be able to expand our services. Soon we're going to be taking over the sheltering for the county.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. So we just put in three irrigated pastures, remodeled the old building, so we're ready to rock and roll.
Do you have any horses out there now?
Just one. Sultan came to us about 6 years ago and really banged it. It was skeletal, and it's a beautiful horse, and we keep it as a symbol of what we stand for.
Okay.
So it's we get horses maybe once every 6 weeks, and we usually move them on, you know.
Okay. All right. Good. So there's a lot of things going on out there.
Tonight is the second Tuesday Club at Duke's on Churn Creek, and that's from 5 o'clock on. And you get a coupon off of the havenhumane.net.
Well, explain to people what this is, because you do this on a regular basis.
Yeah. Every second Tuesday of the month, I offer to go to a restaurant to take people who it might not have ever been to before, and we get 15% of the take that night. So a lot of times restaurants that people might not have tried yet, they try, and every month it's different. A good example would be Nello's. Nello's is slow in August because of the tremendous heat. It's not a night to get a great, big, wonderful, heavy Italian meal.
And they make the best at your seat Caesar salad.
Oh, they do. They do.
I mean, it's a meal.
And the last few Augusts, we do it on the second Tuesday in August, and we slam the place. I mean, from the moment it opens, they have extra staff, and they love it because people want to give it a try. Tonight's new. We've not been to Duke's before, so we're anxious to see what
it's like. Duke's used to be, Logan's?
No,
not Logan's. It used to be
Wild Hand Luke's. Wild Hand Luke's.
Or Wild something Luke's. And the guy that owns it, had renamed it, and it's... You know, the food's good there. You're going to enjoy it.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Really looking forward to it.
Good, friendly people, everything. And so I go on down there tonight and see the good doctor. Yeah.
The other thing that I'm really asking for help for is I was given $58,000 by a local grant agency to spay and neuter cats in the 96001 and 96002 area in the city of Reading. And for $10, we can neuter a male, a female for $20. The advantage of this is they're trying to prove we can lower the cat population in two zip codes. If we can make the 58 spend it, they're going to expand it to the rest of the county.
So does that mean you all come out and capture them for us?
We can help you. Yes, we can. You can come get a trap, and we can trap your cat.
I need like 10 traps.
Give me a call. I'll take care of it for you.
I need 10 traps, or I need a subsonic round for my pistol. Okay. Oh, just kidding. Okay, Bad Bob. Don't get weird. I know you've got Bad Bob smells like cats when he walks in here.
If you do want to take advantage, call us at the clinic at 241-1658. Again, 96001-96002.
Well, that is my zip code.
Right.
And there are out there. Maybe they belong to people. I don't know. I mean, you see them around there. But anything we can do to lower the population of feral cats and dogs.
Yeah. Well,
especially cats.
Yeah, last year we did 4,800 spay and neuters, which is an all-time record.
You know, we were in there watching this. And let me tell you something. It was watching the, veterinarians who do these things. But your vets who do this, I mean, it's like an assembly line. You've got six people working this at any one time. They're bringing them in. The animals are being taken care of. It's snip, snip. That's it. They're carried out. And they wake up, and there's somebody there kind of petting them so they're okay. You know, it's like, wow, what happened here? I mean, it's not like when you're roping calves.
It's the old Model T factory.
It is. I tell you, you can have anything you want as long as it's cut.
You never stay near close to the table.
Yeah. Okay, on that one, I'll take a break. Carl Lindenbaugh. Linda's on assignment today. Dr. Ray John here from Haven Humane. And if you ever go down there and visit them, don't stand too close to the table.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday destruction derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under, and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older, and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Linda's on assignment today, 7:45 in the morning, June the 12th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster guarantees things that other shops don't. He's going to fix your windshield, and he's going to guarantee it. and he will fix those dings in your windshield and cracks up to 24 inches in length. Go to Jeff, tell him you heard it here, and he's going to give you a special deal anyway. He's located at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. Now, Jeff does great work. He guarantees his work. He's a veteran, and he does a lot of things to support this community also. Another small businessman, that has a special process for making sure your windshield is fixed and it stays fixed. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, our guest today for this segment is Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, and we've talked about the second Tuesday dinner, and that's going to be at
Duke's.
And then we've talked about the new building that you're putting up now. It's going to be a huge building, in fact. Yeah. And then and what other things we got going here?
Well, this is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month nationally, and when I left this morning, we had over 125 cats. So we can use foster parents. That would be you take a kitten till it's old enough to make weight. You can foster to adopt, or you can adopt, and we'd love to have you come down. We also have 52 dogs right this second. Camp Love a Pet's going on, and so 15 kids are spending 2 weeks training these dogs to be more sociable so they're better adoptable.
Okay. So they're socializing them.
They socialize them. They spend 4 hours a day for 2 weeks working with the dogs. And then on graduation day, they take the dog and hand it over to the new owner.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful sight.
That's great. Yeah. You know, Linda couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Linda could not socialize puppies because, and you know why.
She'd keep them.
Yeah, we'd have them.
And that's one of the deals we make. We're telling the kids, you're doing this as a service to others. You're not doing it for yourself. So they come work, clean the dogs, work them, and teach them all kinds of things, and then turn them over.
What's the best dog you got in there? I can ask Ray John this because Ray John goes in there all the time. You're there for all the euthanasia.
Right.
And I know that you're there because it means something to you. But I know you've got some great dogs down there. Is there any one that kind of like stands out right now?
There's one yesterday that a little old lady had to turn in because she couldn't take care of. It can't weigh but 18 pounds, but it's never walked in its life. It's always been carried. So yesterday we were teaching what a leash was, and it got very confused and just went and would stop and like, pick me up. And we were saying, no, not in Camp Love a Pet. You're going to toughen up, son. You're going to learn how to walk.
Camp Love a Pet. You got to learn how to walk. You know, that sounds like Rick and Pam Hill's granddaughter. I don't think that child's touched the ground. I think it's at least 18 months old.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little bit, you know, around that. But
I don't think their dog has either.
You know what? Come to think of it. Yeah, their little doxy. Yeah,
doxy,
you're right.
Yes,
But for sure, the you know, Olivia has not touched the ground yet.
No.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So you had to teach the dogs never touched the ground.
You know, and it was kind of looking at the ground in disgust. You know.
What is this? You know, I've got to go what? I've got to go outside?
But what's been really weird, Carl, is we have switched from big dogs this year right now. I'd say 70% of the dogs are little dogs right now. We're going through a little dog phase.
Hmm.
A lot of Chihuahuas. And a lot of mixtures. You can't tell what they are, but they're lovable mutts.
Oh, sure. So
got a lot of puppies. And then I've got a couple horses, you know, big labs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down. Take a look.
Yeah, you know, they make it easy there to adopt. Mm-hmm. And in the sense of for you to pick one up, if you've got the area to do it in. Mm-hmm. And I think you've changed some of the rules around there.
Yeah.
That you can take, a dog if you're wanting to take care of it.
Right.
Or a cat.
Yeah, and some people want a cat to help them with the mouse situation, and we're all for that. The only thing we ask is if they keep in the garage somewhere a food source, water source, and a litter source so that they can, you know, they have some. We don't want to just let the cat run loose and live on its own. That's the only thing we're asking.
Yeah, that's because that kind of defeats the purpose of taking it home if it runs away like that.
Right. So
well, I can understand that.
So, and one of the things people don't understand, Carl, is that you have to own your home or your landlord has to give you permission. Because what people don't understand is when a dog bites someone, it's the owner of the premises responsibility, not the tenant.
Okay.
So we call your landlord, and the landlord says, yeah, you've got it. But it's the landlord's choice, not ours.
Okay, so that's important.
Yeah.
So if you're renting a place and you get the landlord to say it's all right, I can understand that too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, it goes back to responsibility. Mm-hmm. And no matter how good you are, if something happens in the dog. What about people? You're still giving away lots of food.
Oh, a couple hundred pounds a day.
So you can always, my friends out there, that if you've got that extra food, or you can go down and buy that 50 pounds of stuff from Costco or any place, 50 pounds of food, and or fill up the back of your trunk with it, and head on down to Haven Humane, because that helps people keep their animals. Because
yep.
Things are still tough out there. There is still a harsh economy out there.
Yeah, what we've been doing, I've been giving two 2-gallon bags at a time, and I've been charging $3 just to pay for the bags and the time and all that. But a little old lady came in the other day. When she opened her purse, Carl, and I saw $2 $1 bills and change, I said, this is on Haven, and just gave it to her. So
yeah.
We do that to prevent people, as they did for a while. They were coming and getting the bags and then selling them. So I give free bags of food, and they come every other day.
You know what? That just
how low can
now
you go?
Because I was just thinking, when do we start doing this? And then, yeah, people were just coming and taking the food and then going out and selling it at a flea market.
So what we did is we put a nominal charge, but if someone doesn't have it, I take care of it anyway.
Yeah, as long as you talk to them first, yeah. So you look them in the eye. So, yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, man.
When you look out the door, though, and you see, like we did one day, we saw a Range Rover that I could never afford. And the person gets out and comes in and says, we're down on our luck. We need free dog food. You want to say, well, had you thought about cashing a Range Rover and driving an American car that's cheap? You know, but you don't. You give them the food. We see everything.
Well, you know what? There's so many stories like that. I mean, I can talk about the Marine Corps and that, you know, your Toys for Tots, mm-hmm. and people showing up in Cadillacs to get the free toys. And you're wondering, oh, my gosh. Anyway, got to take a break here. Our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane, the chief executive officer out there. And we're talking about what's new out at Haven Humane, some of the things that are happening, things that we need to be aware of. And we got a couple more pages here. So we're going to finish up this segment. Then we've got our young entrepreneurs coming in today. We've got Kenny Breedlove and Alex Gariola. I hope I pronounced that right. Who knows the way I pronounce words. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot. Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. And Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been there since 1985. If you need something sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, shapers, cutters, garden equipment, axes, you name it, they sharpen it. And they do a great job. I've got a knife so sharp, I'm almost afraid to open it up because it is that sharp. And that's done by Bob and Judy at R&B Sharpening. You stop by there at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. You will be happy you did that. And they will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. And that's not easy. That's R&B Sharpening. Okay, our guest, Dr. Ray John. We got like 4 minutes left here, Ray. So what else we got here?
Again, June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, and I don't know if you know this, Carl, we took in 4,000 cats last year. So besides wanting
4,000 cats in the city, that, in an area, I mean,
in the city.
How far, or just in the city?
We're only in the city of Reading.
4,000 cats.
Yeah. And we took in 7,000 animals, and 4,000 of them were cats. And what's really bad, Carl, especially, is in your neighborhood, across Placer through West, that whole area, is we're just inundated with cats.
Well,
right
now. We are, because there's a lot of green area out there, and there's, you know, they're everywhere.
Yeah, so come get a trap from me, rent a trap, bring it out, and then we'll fix and neuter or spay it. And then, again, if you're in that 96001, 96002 Reading category, man, $10 for a neuter.
So if I capture a cat and bring it to you,
then it becomes,
I don't have to come back and get it. I mean, it's not mine.
Well, actually, what tends to happen is we test them for disease. A lot of them are diseased. You know? So, and if they're relatively tame or, you know, approachable, then we can put them up for adoption. Some people are doing, they're bringing them, and then they bring them back and let them go because they're fixed. At least they're not going to have a litter again. So
no, they can just walk around in your yard and spray things and
do all kinds of obnoxious things. But I do encourage people. I don't think people realize we're open 6 days a week. Viewing is from 11 to 5, and we're open from 8:30 to 5. And then 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I have an animal control officer on duty. So we're always there. If you've got a problem, give us a call. Dogs running loose or whatever.
If you have a lot of animal control problems going on out there, it's just like anything else, though. They're going to go from spot to spot to spot, so it may take a while.
It takes a while, and people sometimes get a little impatient. They say a dog's running loose. Well, we get there, and it's not there, and then they get mad, well, because it went to another block or 10 blocks down. And then the other thing we're doing, too, is on the third Wednesdays of the month, we're having dangerous dog hearings, and we're really cutting.
You had many of those?
Oh, yeah. Every single month we put two or three dogs up for
really?
And we want euthanasia. They're usually dangerous. They've bitten someone badly. That's their second or third time.
Wow.
And the owners are irresponsible.
Did you hear what happened up at Benton Dog Park where the guy brought the two cats there on a leash?
Yeah.
Okay, now Benton Dog Park, they've got the big dog side and the small dog side, right?
Yeah.
This guy brings two cats on a leash to the big dog side.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody tries to get their dogs away. So some of the dogs come up, and the guy kicks one of the dogs. Well, that just caused all types of consternation. And one of the cats gets loose, and everybody's chasing, trying to catch the cat. But he said, you've got your dog park. I want a cat park.
And my thing is, as he was screaming for his rights, Carl, it's a wonder they didn't just let all the dogs loose.
Well, you know what? It was lucky he wasn't, you know, because he kicked one of the dogs that came up after one of his cats. I mean, you bring two cats on leashes to a dog park, you know, you just, only in Redding. I mean, he's got, is that the one that had the big F on his forehead, you know? I mean, come on, he might as well have just said, hit me.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Dr. Ray John, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Last phone number here, so give us a phone number so people can get a hold of it.
Getting a hold of us normally is 241-1653.
Oh, we want you to come back on a regular basis, more regular than we have.
Okay,
and, so we can keep up with what's going on out there. Carl and DeBott, we get back. We've got our Young Entrepreneurs Week, and they are fired up and ready to talk about what they think can happen to Reading if we keep our businesses running.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's emotional. Jerry Sandusky's trial, as one of the ex-Penn State coach's accusers testifies. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live outside the court in Bellefonte.
Victim number one, as he's known, taking the witness stand today, fighting back tears as he recalls details of alleged sex abuse at the hands of Jerry Sandusky, and it's this alleged victim's complaints in 2009 that led to the criminal investigation. And as far as those alleged love letters introduced in court yesterday from Sandusky to victim number four, the defense will offer expert testimony from a psychologist who'll explain the words and tones in the letters are consistent with someone who suffers from mental illness. Dave?
Now, Jeff, Attorney General Eric Holder is again being questioned over Fast and Furious, the gun-tracking operation. This time it's at the Senate, where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And the Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican, Iowa's Chuck Grassley, immediately blasted Holder over what he says is the tiny amount of evidence regarding Fast and Furious that's been handed over to the House Oversight Committee.
This constant stonewalling is why the House Committee is forced to move forward with contempt proceeding.
But Holder says the material he is withholding is vital to possible criminal action. However,
I myself am offering to sit down with the speaker, with the chairman, with you, whoever, to try to work our way through this.
Holder says he's willing to find creative ways to let lawmakers see the material, Dave.
Rich, Attorney General Holder also told senators leaks of classified info will not be tolerated, saying he's already assigned two U.S. attorneys to investigate, but Republican senators McCain and Graham want a special prosecutor. The Coast Guard wants help solving a hoax, a fake distress call.
We're offering a $3,000 reward for any information.
Coast Guard Special Agent William Hicks, the call yesterday reported a yacht exploded and sank off Sandy Hook, New Jersey, with 21 people in life rafts. Boats and helicopters searched for hours but found nothing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Hi, I'm a home. The one with a roof, walls, and all the things that make me yours. Things like your comfy couch, entertainment center, and that lamp you just couldn't live without. These are the things that you could lose in a flood. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. Even just a few inches of water in your home can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But in moderate to low risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
President Obama is about to hit the road for fundraisers in Baltimore and Philadelphia as his campaign continues to attack Mitt Romney's record as a governor, saying the Republican left Massachusetts in worse shape while Romney campaigns in Florida.
The president doesn't understand how his policies have made things so hard for the American people. It's finally time to have a president who's in touch with what's happening in America, and I am, and I'll bring back America's strength.
It is primary day, by the way, in five states. There's also voting in Arizona to replace Gabrielle Giffords in Congress.
Giffords' former aide, Ron Barber, who was injured in the same shooting that left Giffords with a bullet wound to the head, is running as the Democrat. Tea Partier Jesse Kelly, who lost to Giffords 2 years ago, is running as the Republican. Barber has outraised and outspent Kelly in this election, but both sides received a boost from outside groups, which have been willing to pay for some of the more negative advertising.
We can't send Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi a rubber stamp.
Jesse Kelly said that over time he's going to get rid of Medicare.
Both of those ads were paid for by the party's respective congressional campaign committees. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Is Roger Clemens a liar or not? A jury in the former baseball star's trial will soon get the case.
Federal prosecutors are telling the jury they are the final umpire, urging the panel to convict the legendary pitcher of lying to Congress when he denied using steroids or human growth hormone. The government's case resting largely on the shoulders of Clemens' former trainer, Brian McNamee, who testified to injecting Clemens, the defense calling into question McNamee's credibility and the medical evidence he collected. Closing argument should finish by this afternoon. The jury expected to start deliberating more than 2 months after this trial opened. At the federal courthouse in Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Firefighters are reporting some progress now, battling a 68-square-mile fire near Fort Collins in Colorado that's burned down more than 100 homes and buildings and left one person dead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment today, 8:05 in the morning, June the 12th. You know, we're just blowing through this month, too. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can run, but you can't hide anywhere in the world. We have people on our chat room. Get into the chat room there. I'm looking down at Angel and Indie Guy and John and a few others that are in there. Today we've got our second day. This week we're doing young entrepreneurs, looking at the future of Reading with people that have been a success and have been in business here for a period of time. And we'll start off today as we do every hour, Monday through Friday, from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning with our Wells Fargo advisors. Good morning, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the major averages are moving higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 12,480. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1314. And the NASDAQ Composite up 14 points at 2824. Some of the after stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft positive 11 cents, trading at $29.03. Intel up 24 cents at 26 and a quarter. Cisco Systems positive 18 cents at $16.66. Over to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's positive 2 pennies at 68.07. Pacific Gas and Electric down 50 cents, trading at 44.57. Bank of Commerce up 3 cents at $4.06. Over to commodities, gold is up $11.20 an ounce at $1,608. Silver is positive 8 cents at $28 per ounce. Crude oil up 29 cents, trading at $82 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Like I said, we have a Monday through Friday. They're located down at Park Marina Drive. You want to know what's going on in the market, head on down and talk to Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh. Right down on Park Marina Drive, Wells Fargo Advisors. Before we go take our break and then we get back into our Young Entrepreneur Week with Kenny Breedlove and Alex Gaxiola. But I want to talk about one more time about that. We talked about the ballots in the last hour, that Shasta County has managed to not send the ballots to our deployed soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen on time. And about 155, 160 of our deployed from here, Shasta County, did not get their ballots on time. The only way they were going to get them back on time is if they could fax them in. As we discussed, there's not too many fax machines out there in a combat zone, and it's important that they get out on time. And so the question is why the city clerk, Kathy Darling's people, were late in sending these out. They had 60 to 45 days to send them out by law. And from what we heard, somebody called in and had a discussion with Kathy, said that Kathy had been on a conference and there were a mistake made in the office, personal problems. Well, I think those personal problems should just get a little bit worse, because as I've pointed out before, you haven't seen personal problems, you've been in a combat zone, you've got wife and kids at home in trouble and you're getting your ass shot at, that's personal problems, not personal problems sitting back here and not sending out ballots. That should become a real personal problem for the person that didn't do that. And then we talk about how important it is to vote. And then the men and women who are out there putting their lives on the line to vote, we don't get their ballots to them on time. I'd like to know why that is. I'd like to see the, you know, the paper is so big about jumping all over people receiving money or people doing this or people doing that. And they, why didn't they ask about this? Why does it come out from people that just go down and ask the question? Well, I guess we'll find out. We'll find out from the city clerk. What happens? What's the ramification on this? Where the military cut out from their ability to vote in this election? And we'll be right back. And when we come back, we are going to take a very positive outlook of what's happening here in Shasta County and the city of Redding. As soon as we get back from these messages, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow, and today is your last chance to purchase advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Tomorrow is Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands, the High Flying Motorcycle Show, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission to seniors over 62 and the annual wine tasting. Friday is country music heartthrob Colin Ray. Saturday and Sunday auto racing, plus the Fox 20 Premier West Bank Shasta Idol Competition, KHSL and KNVN's tribute to the Eagles, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business today. The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Public Works Stormwater Program.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Safelite Repair, Safelite
Replace. Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safelite.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
That's right.
Yeah,
he got it. Excellent.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today, 8:13 in the morning on June the 12th. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers here, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. When people are asking, we're going to start streaming video again, and we can make it a little bit easier for everybody. We can just stick it into the website, so then you can start seeing who's in here in the morning, and that way then people are on the on the protected witness list, like Kenny Breedlove might not want to show up. But anyway,
a little black square follows him around
in front of his face. Okay, what's up today?
Well, it is June, absolutely. Sunny today, a high near 92. Winds out of the northwest. We could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour, so please, boys and girls, please be careful around fire. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 62. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 94. We're going to see mid to high 90s throughout the week. Currently in Reading, 70 degrees. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards are having a big Father's Day brunch out there this weekend. And Selected Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, the Steak Danielle. They've got all types of things going on out there for Father's Day. Make it a memorable experience for Dad or your loved one, and head on out there. It's just a short drive from Palo Cedro. Okay, we're talking Young Entrepreneur Week this week, and today we're hitting the restaurant side of it. I'd like to thank Adam McElvain, because Adam set all this up for us. He and I were talking about this, so he's lined up all the guests this week. And today we have Kenny Breedlove and Alex Gaxiola, and they are our representatives for the our Young Entrepreneurs representatives for the restaurant, and I guess you can say not only food, but libations.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's start with Kenny. Kenny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I better start off by wishing my baby brother happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brandon.
Okay.
I'm sure he's not awake right now, but my mother will tell him that I was thinking about him anyway.
Well, we archive this so he can come back and listen to it. So be nice to him.
Fabulous.
Okay.
You're not any relation to the guy with the really fast car.
Feel like I am, but technically, no.
Well, you look like you, I mean, you're always going at like 150 miles an hour, so maybe you are and you just don't know it.
True.
Okay. Tell us about who you are. Who's Kenny Breedlove?
Born and raised in Reading, Shasta High School, Shasta College, took off to Chico State for a spell. Got some experience with Southern Wine and Spirits, which is how I kind of obtained the knowledge to do what I do now. Really wanted to get back to Reading. All my family's here. A ton of my friends are here. Love the community. Really enjoyed Chico. If it wasn't for my family, I might not have moved, because Chico's just an amazing, beautiful town. Similar to Reading, but the university creates kind of a new culture.
You know, we've noticed that, is when you go down to Chico, there is a completely different vibration in that town than it is here. But I'm starting to see this starting to happen downtown here.
Downtown, to be honest, Alex sitting next to me on the right was actually one of the first guys to open a new restaurant downtown in a long time. And I had always been wanting to come back to Reading, and I wasn't sure about downtown, to be honest. We were actually looking at Hilltop, believe it or not. We were looking at the old Italian Cottage, where the Azteca place just, I think, went out of business or might be switching hands. But we were actually looking at that building, and thank gosh that fell through, and we ended up taking over where we are now, because the culture downtown is becoming like a mini Chico. It really is.
I think it is. I think that we're seeing this. When we started the station here 2.5 years ago, just the amount of changes in the last 2.5 years is fantastic. Okay, so you came back to town, and what did you do first when you got back here?
Immediately, already bought a liquor license, a Shasta County liquor license, found the location where we are now, which was Chocolate Day Nanette's. At the time, Wes Matthews, Justin Bixby were my partners, and we decided to open a full-blown fine dining steakhouse. You know, we felt that with Jax being so successful, Alex doing well with his new venture, that we kind of thought we could fit in the middle, where, you know, Jax is an old school, you go eat your steak, your blue cheese salad, you're in and out of that.
That's it.
That's it. Where we decided to go more of, you know, high-end appetizers. We wanted to go with a bunch of different dessert selections. We wanted people to feel like, hey, you can come sit at the bar, hang out till your table's ready, and then enjoy an hour and a half, 2 hour meal, where we weren't kind of getting people in and out.
Okay. And that was just the first one you opened.
Correct.
And then you've been real busy here the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm extremely brilliant on some of this, I'll tell you what. We actually...
touch of sarcasm there?
A touch of sarcasm. I will say one thing about being a young entrepreneur. They don't tell you all the hidden stuff that goes along with owning any business or owning the hospitality business. There's a lot of hours you got to put in, but there's a lot of people from all angles kind of coming at you, and you don't really realize, you know, you kind of see what people sell stuff for, and you think, man, he's taking a pretty good gross to the bank, but there's a lot of people that hit at you, and so it can get a little frustrating. And then, of course, in a down economy, it can be tough. At first, things were very easy. All your problems got swept under the rug because you're so busy. I mean,
you're making lots of money.
You're making lots of money. You know, your gross is huge, but I will say before I kind of move on to the next place, one thing you have to learn in a down economy is how to trim the fat. And I truly believe that it's going to be a blessing in disguise in the sense that when things do come back around, Riverfront Playhouse eventually is going to move down here, hopefully in the next year. It's close. Once those kind of things happen, now you know how to really make a good profit. Because instead of before where you were, your gross was so high, you could just, you know, hey, hire extra labor, you know, not worry about your food costs. Well, now you have to worry about those things. So when the gross goes up and we run our business the way we do now, I think it's going to help us.
Absolutely. You know what? You're not the only one that said that. And you're not the only one, not only young entrepreneurs, but the older ones said, we've lived on the land of plenty. Now we've had to get really smart on how to run a business. And so when it does come back, and it will, it's going to be even better.
Absolutely.
So then Capone's.
So actually before Capone's, believe it or not, we bought Bombay's. Billy Bombay's and turned it into Bombay's. We were really creative with the name change there.
People that went there in the old time, they still call it Billy Bombay's, by the way.
To be honest, that was the reason why we kind of just dropped the Billy's and went with Bombay's, because it had such an iconic ring. You said Bombay's, people knew, hey, you're across the street from Jack's. Oh, you're the place that I put my name in at Jack's, and I go over there and have a drink and come back over. So we wanted to keep it the name the same, but we completely changed everything about it. Ran that for about 18 months. Actually ended up selling it to my family. Scott Lawrence took it over and does an amazing job running it now, because the bands and everything that you have to do
there. It's a completely different type, a different place than
it was
before. Yeah,
and it really offers something unique to downtown, and that's what's great about downtown is we can have all of us together if we each offer a unique experience. And that's what really creates us banding together. And instead of going to one place on the other side of town, you can park your car, and if you're not okay with the vibe at one place, you can go over to Vintage, or you can go over to Capone's or Seamus O'Leary's. But after a little while at Bombay's.
I tell you what, let's take a break here, because we've still got a couple of the places to go, and we're going to get to Alex here too. We're going to roll through this one and get to Alex, and then but I also want to, as we're going to start in the next segments here, is to talk about your gentlemen's ideas on how to make it even better. And I know you both are sitting here filled with ideas on it. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Remember, this weekend is Father's Day. Don't you want to make this Father's Day a lasting memory?
Why not take Dad out to Anselmo Vineyards for their special Father's Day brunch with menu selections like their Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, and Steak Danielle.
Begin your adventure with fly fishing demonstrations.
Everything that makes this day one Dad will long appreciate.
Make your reservations now by calling the Ranch, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Make a memory with Dad.
R&B Sharpening and Sales is the place for all your sharpening needs. When your circular saw blades have seen a long day's work, don't throw them out when all they need is a little freshening up. R&B Sharpening can bring them back to life. Router bits, saw chains, hand saws, scissors, and so much more. R&B also makes custom band saw blades with a lifetime weld guarantee. That's right, a lifetime weld guarantee. At a cost oftentimes less than the box or hardware stores, it's R&B Sharpening and Sales, 365-1479.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We'd like to beat that drum. Carl in the bot. Lynn's on assignment, 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. A local car company selling cars to their neighbors. You know what? They take great pride in not just the deals they make, but then the service that they provide afterwards for the cars that you buy, whether it's a new car or a previously owned car. And they've got every type of previously owned car, truck, or SUV that you could possibly want down at Crown Motors. They take great, great pleasure in making sure the customers have a wonderful experience and that they're satisfied when they leave. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by Cypress Avenue at 555 Cypress Avenue right there in Reading. Reading Crown Motors. You want to spend your money, spend it locally. Our guests today, Kenny Breedlove and Alex Gaxiola. I'm sorry if I just keep butchering this name. I do that a lot with even my own name. We're going to finish up with Kenny here. Now, sold Bombay's.
Yep.
And then what came next?
Saw an opportunity at the Clover Club, which was a semi-blight on the street. I know they had some semi-regular customers, but everyone else wanted to see it cleaned up a little bit and took that over, remodeled it, turned it into Capone's, which has worked very well.
You know, that is kind of a cool place. I like that.
It's fun. You know, everyone likes to invoke the glamour of the 20s and 30s and, you know, the whole gangster theme and just kind of going out on the town and the speakeasy and the secret passwords. And not that we have secret passwords. Anyone can come in whenever they want. But it does kind of create a vibe that is glamorous and unique. And when everyone dressed up and it was a big deal to go out and the ladies had the 10-inch long cigarettes. And it was just a fun time era. I really liked it. So to us, it was a fun theme that we could kind of work with.
Yeah. And then
Seamus O'Leary's, which would kind of been the same idea as Capone's. We wanted to do something unique, and an Irish pub is something that you go to most successful downtown communities in California, and there's an Irish pub somewhere. It resonates. Everyone feels like they're Irish on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, and then we've kind of taken that and kind of ran with it.
Well, you know what? Do you have Irish music there?
Yes, we do.
Do you have, like, live music?
We have live music generally every 17th with my good friend Dugan Barr. Believe it or not,
I heard that Dugan Barr is one hell of a guitar player.
It's you wouldn't believe it. You give some people a guitar and they turn into a different guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone knows Dugan from running around town, but he turns back into his college days. And it's Irish drinking songs and just fun tunes, and it's just a blast.
That's great. Okay, Alex.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know it's, you got to follow this here.
Hey, I'm not as excited as this guy.
No, you're just a success. So, you know, we just love that. Not that you're not, Kenny. Okay.
He's better looking, too.
Yeah,
I will.
You know what?
That.
Okay, Alex, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like my brother here, Kenny, I grew up in Reading as well. Also a Shasta High School grad, 94, out the door, 94. I went away to college as well. I went up north, went to Oregon State University, got my degree in sports medicine. And,
sports medicine.
Yeah, believe it or not. I don't know if a business degree would have done me a little bit better, but or maybe some hospitality experience. But either way.
Sports medicine mean that I was
a huge athlete as a kid, played three different sports every summer, every spring, just whenever I could, ran around with the soccer ball. That's actually how Kenny and I met, was on the soccer field. But so if I couldn't be one of those guys on the field, wanted to be the guy that was helping those on the field. So
sure.
I wanted to be an athletic trainer. Did that for 3 years when I moved back to Reading in 02 at Shasta College. I was the assistant there. Worked for Brian Birch at the same time. He's a physical therapist here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, great boss. Loved that experience. But I don't know. We just thought opening something downtown, bringing a little culture to Reading would have been fun. So that's why we did the wine bar theme. We offer great food. Some wine.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, and we talked a little bit about it, that it's vintage wine bar and restaurant.
Yes, sir.
And see, that's the other part. People know vintage wine bar, but
exactly.
They don't realize you have great food down there.
We do. Thank you. Yeah. That's the thing. That's why we put it in the name. We have a full restaurant, serve dinners 5 nights a week, and, you know, we just try to keep it fun.
So when did you open that up?
We opened May 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been 6 years now. We just celebrated our six-year anniversary, and just loving every minute of it.
I tell you, the people you have working there are just great.
Yeah.
I can just, I mean, been there several times. And Kenny, I can say the same thing over there at Market Street, too, is that your people there are really friendly and personable types.
Well, that's one thing we try to keep light at Vintage is the experience. You know, people don't go out to have a bad time. They want to have a good time. So, you know, you come into our place and that's what you're going to get.
Well, that's something we discussed about before we went in there is that in times are tight, you go to a place, you don't have a good time. You don't go back.
Exactly.
There's too many other places out there that are more than happy to take your money.
For sure.
So you started that, and but you never had any experience in the hospitality.
Be honest, my only restaurant experience prior to this is like dishwashing and working at the salad bar at Sizzler, man.
Perfect. Yeah. That's all you need.
Hey, I could prep the hell out of some produce, man.
That's right. You're there for the salads, right?
So, exactly.
So we should expect great salads there at Vintner, right?
And clean.
Extremely clean. Okay, we got to take a break here in about 30 seconds, but so when you decided to do a restaurant, it sounds like it's like when you decided to open up a radio station. Just really seemed like a good idea.
Well, I've had a lot of help. I've had a lot of help, and we can get back to that a little bit later if we need to. But
yeah. And how when you decided to open up something you've never done before, I mean, you just literally took a big step forward.
My sister-in-law's got all the restaurant experience. She's the one that runs the front of the house, kind of gets that going.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. We're going to come back and be talking to Alex and Kenny about their business, but what they see as a future right here in Redding in Shasta County.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Questioned again about documents not provided for an investigation of the Fast and Furious program, Attorney General Eric Holder tells a congressional committee more may be coming.
We are prepared to make, I am prepared to make compromises with regard to the documents that can be made available.
Republicans have been critical of the program that put guns in the hands of Mexican criminals. The parents of a teenager killed by a neighborhood watch captain are expected to speak at a demonstration against the law that defendant George Zimmerman says justified his shooting.
The parents of Trayvon Martin are anticipated to arrive here for a rally outside. At the same time, about 350,000 petition signatures from around the country will be presented to this governor's task force urging the state's Stand Your Ground law be reformed, if not repealed.
Fox's Phil Keating in Longwood, Florida. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
So, Chris, June 12th, we're meeting at Duke's for Second Tuesday.
I had a horse named Duke.
This is Duke's Restaurant.
He was a big, handsome guy.
Oh, good grief. Please join us Tuesday, June 12th at Duke's on Churn Creek for great food and friendship. Your support will allow Haven Humane Society to continue to provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County, as Duke's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society.
I sure love that horse.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Bob Linder's on assignment today, 8:35 in the morning on June the 12th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room's going at it still, as usual. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great prices, great haircuts. They shave around your neck and ears. Okay? When's the last time you've had that happen? Man's last stronghold. Yeah. Well, you know, in here, half of the team that's in here probably has not stepped as close to the barbershop. But if you do, Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold is there. DC Tim and the man in black. In fact, somebody was in here yesterday said he doesn't let anybody touch his head except Tim. Right there is scary to me. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, our guests, Kenny Breedlove and Alex Gaxiola. And Kenny, of course, has Market Street Steakhouse, Capone's, and Shameless O'Leary's. And Alex owns the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. Everything downtown. Okay, now, yes. One last, you said, you know, and the thing about Alex is that he said, you know, I was trained in sports medicine, and I decided to open up a restaurant because it seemed like a really good idea.
Yeah. Well, like I said before, I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself, obviously. My sister-in-law, Janice Logan, she's the one behind Vintage. She's the face of Vintage. She's taught me a lot about the restaurant business. She's been in restaurants forever. This is her first shot at owning one, so... I give a lot of props to her because without her, I wouldn't be able to do this, obviously.
Yeah, but, you know, but it's taking that step forward. And yeah. That's what I like to see. And this is kind of what this whole week's about, is the young entrepreneurs.
But at the same
taking
time,
that step
forward. Yeah, and at the same time, you got to do your homework. I mean, I obviously went and studied a lot about the wine, a lot about the beer, the food, and that's my inclusion in the restaurant is all of that hard work, and Janice's as well. But, you know, if people go out there and think they can just open a restaurant, open a bar, open whatever, just because they think it would be fun and something to do, that's the wrong way of going about it. We wanted to bring some culture. We wanted to bring something fun and light as well. But, you know, you got to do your homework, and it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I really want to do is turn your young lines loose on, you know, the downtown area. You know, I have been told and I believe that if you have a vibrant downtown area, that it infects in a good way, the rest of the city and the economy. What do you think about that, Kenny?
No, oh, absolutely. One thing about downtown is most places you go to, you get in your car, you go to your park, you're right in the front of the front door, you leave, you go home. You don't really, for lack of a better term, take time to smell the flowers or walk around. Well, downtown, you're starting to notice that people are actually getting out of their car and, you know, they're going to Spoon Me, they're going to do some retail, they might do a professional service, whether, you know, it's a haircut or, you know, meet with someone downtown, an attorney, go to dinner, go to the Cascade Theater. There's all these options in a short distance, which is huge. And this community is kind of awoken, to say the least, or to speak kind of frankly about it. People in this town don't like getting out of their car and walking. It's just something that this town has just not been a part of. And it's a cultural thing. And when you've never had to do it, you know, why do it? Well, now we're kind of creating this. And there's plenty of parking downtown. That's one of the biggest myths. There was a study. There's still only 60% occupied on a daily basis. So plenty of parking. Don't see that being an issue for a long time. So it's just a matter of not being in such a rush. And say, hey, you know what? Park in the structure. Go ahead and check out a couple things. You know, save gas. get some exercise. I mean, those are all things that are important to the economy. And as everyone knows, you know, getting exercise is important for your self-being.
Well, I think you're right. You know, one of the things that people are concerned about another restaurant right down here, Kobe's, that opened up, gosh, I guess it's almost a year now, there's no place to park. Well, yeah, there are places to park. You go park. You're literally 250 yards away if you park, or 200 yards away if you're down here in the parking structure.
A minute.
Just like you said. And, you know, and with what you've got down there with Shameless, and you got Jack's and Bombay's and Capone's and the Cascade Theater, and Alex's place at Vintage. And I mean, there are so many places just to walk around, and you can have a good time. And people, I think people have gotten out of the habit of that.
Yeah, I think people are going to get back to it, absolutely. And, you know, there's some things that we'd like to see our downtown take on in the next 5, 10, 15 years, but the framework is there. You know, like I said, you know, with the parking and the retails and the restaurants and all the other things that we offer, it's there.
Alex, you've been here for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
And so you've seen some changes. What would you like to see? Is there a major thing you'd like to see come in? What should come in downtown? I have young entrepreneurs talking to me, you know, that they've just graduated from college and they've got that entrepreneur, like, you know, small business, diploma. And they're thinking of what would be a great business to open.
For me, I get a lot of customers that are traveling through, going either to Portland, San Francisco, or whatever, and they always ask me where to stay downtown. And unfortunately, I can't recommend the Thunderbird or any of these shady places like that.
You can if you want them to come out with you. Okay.
Well, that, either way, I mean, yeah. You know, I hate to send business across the river, but because I am a West Side guy at heart, but that would be that would be the only real option right now. So
a nice hotel downtown
would be huge. Talk about revitalizing downtown Reading. I mean, getting all that money downtown, people walking around, you know.
Put a nice hotel here.
Oh my gosh,
couple stories high. That it's got a nice lobby that they can just walk to all these places. Where should I go to eat? Well, here's a whole list of places right here.
Well, I think Brent Weaver's doing a good thing, too. I mean, he's still in the apartment complex right now, which looks like it's going to be a good thing.
The one on Pine Street.
Yes. Yeah. So he's got some things in mind, and I'm hoping maybe he'll be the one to get this idea going.
Well, but I tell you what, you know, that's a great idea. All right, we've got to take a break. Our guests are Kenny Breedlove and Alex Gacciola here from our Young Entrepreneur Week. Talking about some things that are needed downtown. We're going to come back and talk about some ideas that they have that would make life easier for businesses here in town. We'll be right back.
Fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday destruction derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under, and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older, and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wine in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet stations, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable. Only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal and elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, frappes, cold drinks. They've got it. You want it. Great prices. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They've got Last Stick Standing now. Great sales on cigars. Veterans get discounts, and they support our community. You know, you want to go to local businesses. We push local businesses because the money stays here in our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And speaking of local community here, we've got, of course, our guest, our young entrepreneurs, Alex Gaxiola and Kenny Breedlove. And both of them are in the restaurant business here, restaurant and spirits, and doing a great job. Okay, we talked about some things right here for that we'd like to see in the downtown area. One is a motel that you can tell people to stay at, and then they come off. You know what? That is that's an outstanding idea. Okay, and some other things we were talking about during the break. You talked about population density.
Absolutely. Downtown during the day, you have people down here like crazy. You know, doing lunch, you know, doing things 9 to 5. There's a lot of people working down here. And when there's a lot of people working down here, they need places to go at their lunch break, before their lunch break, coffee, lunch, you know, maybe shopping, retail afterwards, Crown Camera, whatever it may be. But at night, no one's down here. You physically have to drive down here. And the population density downtown at night is sparse. And even more important, the people that we have just don't have the disposable income to spend money in our downtown. And that's a huge issue right now, is we need people down here who are professionals, younger professionals, people who don't need the yard and the fence yet. They want to live downtown. And then they can, you know, Safeway's right down there. They could walk to work. They could walk to virtually every service they need. Downtown pretty much provides. And we're not offering an area. Brent Weaver is going to be doing the Pine Street Lofts, which will be 18 units. That's huge. I think that people are going to start to do more of the mixed-use projects going forward. So once the economy turns around a little bit, I think that we'll see a lot more of that, to be honest.
Okay. Alex, when you talked about the motel, and now we're talking about more people down. What about, is there a business climate? Is the city friendly? Is the city trying to help? Do you see any changes in that?
Well, when we first opened, it was a lot different. I mean, we had the redevelopment agency down there. Larry Morgan helped us out opening up our business, you know, doing storefront improvement, doing things like that. You know, to be honest, we haven't had a lot of trouble with the city. I've talked to other business owners that have a little bit or had to jump through a few more hoops than we did. So maybe that's changing. But, I think having a business in Reading is a good thing, and it's been very enjoyable for me.
Well, you know, there's they took that survey, and it said opening a small business in Shasta County and in Reading, and that was one of the easiest things to do. And, I mean, frankly, when we opened up the radio station, we had no problem. FCC, we rolled around in a circle with them for a little while, you know, poking each other in the eye, but the city itself was no problem. Okay, when we get to, not a lot of problems starting a business.
Sure.
And you've got to be smart. I mean, how old are you, Kenny?
36.
And Alex?
35. I'll be 36 next month.
Okay, so you're both there in your mid-30s. What do you see as the future for here? Do you see a bright future? Do you see, obviously, I mean, you've both opened up businesses here, successful businesses. What do you see as the future for Redding and the surrounding areas, Anderson and Shasta County?
Well, I think to touch on your point earlier, shopping local, spending local, staying local, those are huge things that we need to band together on. I mean, as we know, we're trying to get Stillwater Business Park going. We're trying to get an industry down here with a median income, a pay rate, $16, $17 an hour. We don't have a lot of that here. We have a lot of retail. You know, we have a lot of small business owners who aren't making the money that they can get out and spend. The middle class is getting lost a little bit in Shasta County. So if we can get some industry, that would be huge. To me, that'd be something that can kind of help pull us out of this, to be honest, a little bit. If the investment market goes back up with housing, that's going to help. But right now, we really need to focus on what we can do. And what we can do is spending money local. You get on the internet and shop, that does not help anyone in this town. You go buy a car, no offense to anyone on I-5, Corning Ford, that's not really helping Shasta County. You need to spend a little bit more. That money's going to go full circle. And if I make money at my shop, I'm taking it and spending it at Alex. Alex is taking money from his shop. He's going to go, you know, buy his children, you know, stuff. He's going to get them ready.
Something like 80% of the local money stays here. And
absolutely.
Then if you buy it in a big box store, still some money stays here. But as soon as you go to the internet, zero.
It's a killer. You know, I say that if there's something that you need that you cannot buy in this town, by all means, go out of town and get it, shop on the internet. I mean, if it's a service or a product that you have to have, I completely understand that. But if you go buy a snowboard online instead of buying it at Board Mart because you want to save $20, shame on you. And that's the problem. If the service is offered locally, you need to do your part. And the thing is, if you do your part, it's going to go for full circle and end up coming back around to you. Unfortunately, some people get selfish. They only think about themselves. And in turn, they're not thinking about themselves on the back end.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed is that every business that we have in this town should have a website. Because we do push the local business. And somebody called in and said, you know, I was looking for a set of drums. And I look online to find out who has them, and there was a local business that had it. So she did. She paid, 8% more probably, but she got to go down there and talk to the guy. She was treated very well, and now she's got somebody that that she's looked in the eyes and talked about it. But we need websites. All these, how many do you think all the businesses have gotten that into their head yet, that they need to have a website so people can actually find them?
I certainly hope so. Our website's helped out a lot. You know, people will go and Google or Yahoo or whatever wine bars, and we're on, you know, top of the list. Wine Bar Reading. Type in Wine Bar Reading. Vintage is right there. So a website for a business should be a no-brainer. But
we're still seeing some, though, that for some reason they don't have them yet. And, that to me was a huge surprise. I mean, it's too important now. Sure. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, Young Entrepreneur Week. We'll be right back.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us.
North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Big Bike Weekend and KCNR 1460 presents the Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. This free seminar will help you be safe on the road. All participants are entered into a drawing for motorcycle training from the Motorcycle Institute in Red Bluff. Also get entered to win a custom paint job from Longhair Collision Works. The Rubber Side Down Safety Seminar, Tuesday, June 19th at Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. with bike washing at 5 p.m. Brought to you by Big Bike Weekend, KCNR 1460, the Reading Motorcycle Officers Group, the Reading Police Department, and the Motorcycle Training Institute.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment. Our last segment here, and this was brought to you, this one's brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. If you want a bike, if you're going to ride, why not ride a Harley? I ride a Harley. My friends ride Harleys, and they and Redding Harley Davidson has great deals, accessories, service items. They take care of your bike. They take great pride in what they sell. They take great pride in what they maintain for you. They'll take your bike on a trade-in. They'll sell it on consignment. They've got financing available. If you want a Harley Davidson, this is the place to go to, Redding Harley Davidson. Stop by and see them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Or you can call them at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And just remember, you want to ride, right? Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guests, are, of course, are Alex Gaxiola and Kenny Breedlove, talking about restaurants and the businesses they open. There are young entrepreneurs, and I can't, you know what, you two, I'm just really glad to see the energy you two have when you're coming in here. Now, let's look at the future of what you see coming up here.
Yeah, the future for downtown's bright. It's really the only area in our community that has continued growth over the last 5 years. About 5 years ago, there was a shade under 300 businesses in the downtown area, the BID. Now there's almost 400. So to have a 25% increase in apparently the worst economic downturn that we've seen in our lifetimes, I think speaks volumes.
To my lifetime, too.
For what?
Yeah,
for what,
I'm just a little bit older.
I can only speak about myself. I'm not in your age bracket yet. So.
Well, I can talk for you, too.
In my young experience.
In your young,
been,
okay. All right,
but
got
no,
it.
I think everyone knows that the last 50 years it's been about as bad. And we've always went through little recessions, but I guess the Great Recession, if you want to call it that. But downtown has been able to thrive through that. Now, something we kind of touched on a little bit earlier, you know, initially I think the city was great helping us. They were so busy with construction and things going on. The city was really doing what they could do. Well, now no one's building, no one's doing anything. I think they could make it a little bit easier for people to start businesses downtown. There's a lot of traffic impact and sewer impact fees that to me are a little egregious in this time.
Some of them are just, you know, egregious. That's a nice word to use. And other people would say extortion.
Yeah, it is a little rougher than what I'd like to see. And something that I think we touched upon earlier is, if you get some of these, you know, Chico State grads, you give these guys a reason to come downtown or to Reading for that matter to open a business, maybe they cut them a break on the fees or REU, you know, like they're willing to do at Stillwater Business Park. Granted, that's a little bit more of a grandiose scale, I realize. But right now, let's focus on what we can do. Yeah. And if we can get people here and cut them a break on fees, that helps them hire employees. Those employees make money and spend money in this community. The sales tax the city will actually generate and the employment tax that they're going to get off everyone is actually going to increase the coffers more than charging those initial fees that scare people off.
It keeps people out of here. We've seen businesses that just stopped because of the fees it was going to charge them, because they, you know, you have to add another $80,000 in there. That, you know, it's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, I mean, the structure's here. There's plenty of businesses. There's, you know, downtown's thriving. If we can encourage people to do more of what we've been doing the past 5-6 years, I think that's a good thing.
I think so, too. I think what y'all have done is outstanding. Are you going to keep growing? What's next?
Well, I'm getting married. I'm having a baby, so that's that'll be the absolute next thing to focus on. Yeah, I don't always do things in the first correct order. As
baby Breedlove.
Yeah.
Baby Breedlove.
That's a semi-scary thought. Alex has known me for a long time. He has two kids, so he moved down here and got a business down here and then got kids. I'm just trying to follow in his lead.
You don't want to be like me.
That's good. How about, Alex, you going to just concentrate on this? Is there something else you're interested in?
This is good for now. There's a couple business ideas that I think that would thrive downtown Reading, but it's a matter of getting through these economic tough times and then go from there.
Maybe a collaboration between the old soccer buddies.
Yeah, we work good together. So.
There you go. That would be good. Yeah. See something. I'm sure y'all would come up with something interesting.
Yeah. You got to be unique. If there still is time to do things in a bad economy, you just have to find your niche and knock it over your head and make it work.
You know, nothing substitutes for hard work.
That's true.
And putting your head into it and just keep pushing away, which both of you all have done. So, hey, thanks so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
And, staying local, shopping local, everything that local business, everything that we push that you all stand for.
Yeah, I mean.
Here. And you all are the future. So that's what I like.
Downtown if you can, but if you can't, hey, the other side of town works just as good. You know, let's just keep it together in this community, and that's the most important part.
There you go. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Tim Rail and Jason Nally on as our young entrepreneurs. We've got a couple of things that we've got rolling tomorrow, too. Then they'll be back. We've got some exciting guests coming in. We're going to follow this whole week. Next week, we're going to be taking a look at crime. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. My ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Attorney General under fire at a Capitol Hill hearing.
My track record, I think, is consistent.
I didn't ask you a question.
Well, no,
I will give you a chance to respond in a moment.
My record, I think I'll stand on.
Texas Senator John Cornyn among the Republicans criticizing Eric Holder on a number of issues, including his handling of security leak concerns. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the Senate.
And Lisa, on that question, Eric Holder was very firm about the two U.S. attorneys he's hired to conduct internal investigations of the leaks.
They will do an independent and thorough job.
But the Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican Chuck Grassley is not so sure.
The only way to truly get to the bottom of these dangerous leaks is to appoint an independent special prosecutor.
Grassley also wants more information about Operation Fast and Furious and Holder's conflict with a House panel that just might lead to contempt of Congress charges. Lisa?
Rich, thanks. Tears on the witness stand from the accuser known as victim number one at the Penn State sex abuse.